So once again, as we gather after from session to session through the morning, we bring ourselves again to a space of group coherence together, creating a new energy just with this group. You know, never, no group is ever the same whenever they meet in this fashion. This group will never be like this again. So just feel into that. Feel into the energy of all of us together. Take a deep, slow, conscious breath. We take so many breaths throughout the day, but rarely we take them consciously. So this is another moment we can practice that in a strong, old souls, coherent group, bringing in more of our divine energies, more of our light beingness, more of our multi-dimensional energy, whatever it is for you, which is beyond words, through the feeling, through your intuition, through your pineal, aligning with your sacred space that we call our heart, that beautiful energy that is always there, always present, always loving, always communicating, always in balance, always in peace, always in joy, always in kindness, in gratitude, in benevolence, in beauty and harmony, all those elevated emotions. Bring them out even more together, opening our hearts even more, allowing ourselves to be more of who we really are. Yes, at this moment we are on earth, we're in human bodies, but our true essence is our multidimensional soul being. So how much more you allow yourself to be the true self from home, right now, expanding even more. Breathe. How much more you can love yourself. The more you love yourself, the more you can create peace, joy, light wherever you go on this beautiful planet. It's not about what you do, you know that. It's what you be, what you are, your beingness, your ability to hold that oneness energy as much as you can throughout your day-to-day activities and life, from the moment you awake to the moment you go back to sleep. Breathe. Allow even more. Allow even more, creating that space within you that's always there, a space that has no beginning and no end, no beginning and no end. Can you feel truly deeply what it is like to be in a quantum space, quantum reality, but there's no beginning and no end, always in a circle, always in a circle, always in a circle of love. The soul attribute of the higher self was mentioned this morning. That soul attribute of the higher self was pronounced, invoked for the first time in scripture, maybe the only time, to Moses on Mount Sinai. And it was spoken in ancient sacred words of the I am that I am to Moses from a burning bush. Was really in his consciousness, it was a burning bush, but what it was a light being, a Pleiadian, speaking to him. And what he said is what, Eheyeh asher eheyeh, I am that I am. So with your permission, let us say these three words together. Eheyeh asher eheyeh. Eheyeh asher eheyeh. And one last time. Eheyeh asher eheyeh. How ancient you are. How old really you are. You are eternal, infinite. No beginning, no end. The Eheyeh asher eheyeh of you always was and always will be. And with this beautiful foundation you created again, let us open our hearts even more to the light information, to the wisdom, to the guidance, and the unconditional love from the teacher Peggy, Alanahi, as she was called back in Lemuria, bringing in the energies of the wisdom of divine feminine through Anya, and from the love, the guidance and wisdom and source, creative source of Kryon through Lee Carroll.
I am Anya, here in service in the time of the great evolution, greeting you in the energy of infinite love, love that has no beginning and no end, reminding you you are greatly loved, and inviting you to love greatly. So today you began to work with your templates of light and energy. Octahedrons that bring about a coherence, a multidimensional coherence, so that you may indeed know and express more of who you are. You are limitless, timeless, and yet you express here in this place. And this is the time for the vibrational frequency of the planet to shift so that human beings may indeed express themselves multidimensionally in the energy of their wholeness and holiness of who they are. This energy of infinite love is very strong, very present. It has an elegance and an enchantment to it, to remind all of those who are just beginning to awaken that this energy is within them also. All are capable of channeling this love, of becoming more of who they are. It is their choice. And so we remind you to stand strong, to be present, to inspire others to come into their wholeness. There has been a tendency on this planet for human beings to do that which we call push back. You know that this is no longer appropriate. You hold your power and you reflect to others that which is in them also. Does that please you? It is the key to inspire others to awaken more quickly. For many years, the message has been given, the time of competition has come to an end. It is the time of cooperation. And when you express your light and energy in the way you are agreeing to now, you will inspire others to do the same according to their inner wisdom. Isn't that wonderful? A way of the evolutionary to be present, to know your own truth, your own light, and to be comfortable inspiring others to come into the state of empowerment. For each and every one of you, and the pattern now shows, you each have talents, skills, and abilities. We spoke of this the other day. New group, new talents, skills, abilities. But what has been encouraged is this age of cooperation, to learn how to bring together that which each one of you has as the unique expression of who you are, to complement one another. For in this time, you then open new knowledge, new ways of being, new ways of co-creating that were not available to you before. Does this ring true? It will take a little practice, but you will start to find more and more co-creators. Be willing to honor one another in your truth. Be willing to grow in that which you have to give, in harmony and commitment, integrity, all those wonderful attributes of mastery. And another pattern that you hold nice and strong is the balance, the honoring, the feminine divine honoring the masculine divine, the balance within masculine, feminine, the integration of shades of light, the wholeness of your intellect and intuition. You have the message, yes? And this too opens up so that you may decide when and how you express more of who you are. It's one thing to say, I am a wise, wholehearted, multidimensional being. It is another thing to know when to be still, when to take action, and when to live it. Yes? Enjoy, excitement, discovery, adventure. Finally, the time you have come for is here. Looks a little messy in the moment, but stay strong. Stay strong, for you are calibrating into new levels of wholeness, and your very presence will inspire and awaken. How delightful is that? Even as you continue to inspire and awaken yourself. We have a message we gave the other day, and we wish to give it again today. You have built beautifully. You have already been building. You have built on love. Continue to grow in your ability to build in the energy of infinite love. And with it, we want to tell you, as we told the other group, there is time. There is time. One step at a time. And every once in a while, a quantum leap. One step at a time. And every once in a while, a quantum leap. Yes? Ah. And so it is that we say to each one of you, in the energy of infinite love. A joy to remind you, you are loved greatly and with all sincerity, to invite you to love greatly. Do you accept that invitation? We are pleased. Together, let's affirm, all is well. All is well. All is well.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I am aware, Spirit is aware, of all those who are here. Also aware, we are, of the season that is upon you. That some of you will say just passed, and yet it will come again. A combination of All Hallows Eve and All Saints Day, this is the Halloween channel. I will title this channel, Things That Go Bump in the Night. Reality, dear ones, for you, is odd, because it's based only upon what you perceive. It's almost like a statement that every human says, that says, I am in a box, and in this box there are things that I perceive, therefore there is nothing else. Indeed, there will be those who would never be caught in this room or listening to this message because they say it is not real. They'll say it is not my reality. I cannot understand it. It talks about things I cannot see or touch. That's a statement that says, I will stay in a box. There have been some interesting questions about reality. If someone starts to say, well, I only will adhere to what I can touch and what I can see, then you say, well, explain gravity. It's invisible. And they say, yes, but we can measure it, so it exists. Explains the magnetic field, invisible. Yes, but we can measure it, so it exists. Tell me then about love. And they will say, we're not answering any more questions. If you start to begin to challenge that which is seeable and feelable, touchable, there are many who do not wish to speak to you any longer. There is an interesting question, and I would like to answer it as fully as I can, about multiple realities. And it goes like this. Is it possible that there is another me in another dimension doing the same thing I am here on another earth at another seemingly time, but simultaneously? You've heard that. And it's such a common question that there has to be something that would make you ask it. This very thing has been asked in physics books as well. Is it possible that there are multiple Earths in multiple dimensions doing the same thing? Are you then existing in many places at the same time, on many Earths? I'm going to give you the answer, but the answer may confuse you until I try to then put it together. The answer is yes. Did that surprise you? But all of those multiple Earths and multiple yous are happening simultaneous right here. What it is you are in a multi-dimensional reality existence. Therefore, what is real to one person as they awake and have more awareness, they're able to see more things. They move into the next dimensional reality on another earth in that dimension, but here. So it's all happening at the same time. This explains why there are so many who only see a certain reality and there are others whose reality has expanded so much more. They are in another dimensional reality at the same simultaneous time of everyone else. You can have so many paths, but indeed, there are humans seeing things, experiencing things, going into that which is so esoteric, you might say, but knowing it is so real. Or sometimes even the angels will show themselves where joy is there and love is there, existing simultaneously to one who sees none of that. They're together in different dimensions in the same place. There was a man named Wo. We call him a Wo man. He could be both genders. We call him a man for the parable you're about to hear, for convenience. Wo was a spiritual man, very spiritual. Typically in his culture, he went to his organizational building. He believed in God. He believed in the love of God. He believed in a prophet who represented the love of God. So many do. Wo wanted so much to see that which was more spiritual in his life. And he would pray directly and through his prophet daily. And he would say, "Please, dear God, show me more. I want so much more in my life. I would like to feel the essence of spirit, touch the face of God. I want to know so much more." That was his prayer. And God heard it. It started one night when Wo started to be awakened at 3:30. And his eyes would bang open and he wondered what was happening. And he would look around his dark bedroom and he had no idea what was there. But Wo was afraid. Now we stop the parable for a moment to ask the question, why, human being, is it that if it's not in your reality, you fear it? If it's not in your reality, you fear it. Think of this. It's a program, dear ones. And Wo had that program. From birth, he was told, these things exist, other things do not. And if it happens a certain way at a certain time, it has to be evil. And Wo was afraid. What is it that is waking me up at 3:30? And he'd look around the dark bedroom and he'd see things and they'd become other things. The clothes on the chair would become some kind of a monster. And he was afraid. And it happened the next night. And it happened the next night. And Wo said, "Okay, it's time to turn on the lights. I will now sleep with the lights on." A week later, the lights started blinking at 3:30. He awoken to the lights blinking. He said, "This is not possible. Something's wrong here. I'm now more afraid than I ever was before. There's a presence in this room, and I don't know what it is." Wo set up a video camera to see if he was imagining things, and sure enough, the video camera saw blinking. The lights were blinking at 3:30. Wo didn't tell many people. He didn't want them to think perhaps something was wrong in his bedroom. But he knew there was. A few weeks later, not only did he continue to be awakened at 3:30 with the lights blinking, but he also started hearing some kind of hum. And he knew his room was haunted. It continued and it continued, and he was very afraid. So he did something else. He said, okay, I'm going to move to a hotel. I must get some sleep. I'm going to move to the hotel. And he went to the hotel and he went to sleep. And at 3:30, he was awakened with blinking lights. Then he knew he had a ghost. A ghost was chasing him. No matter where he would go, the ghost would go. He went back to his house, understanding and knowing that he could not escape it, unless, of course, he could have it exorcised. So he called the ones who could make peace in his room and take away all the negativity. Get that ghost out of there, make it so it would not be haunted at all. And they came and they did ritual and they did all manner of things, including clearing. He was very peaceful. Now he had the authorities doing that. All of those who were very spiritual. Thank you, God, for chasing away the negativity in this room, and all the things that were evil are gone. Thank you. He went to bed and woke up with blinking lights. This was the story of a man who was trying so hard to understand the things around him. And he never really achieved what he wanted to. Woe's story, his narrative, his reality, was so programmed into him, he never understood truly what was happening, and he was constantly afraid. As the story has it, Woe lived a life, a good one. He was a good man. He never achieved what he really wanted to. He never understood what was going on, and he felt his life was haunted. He passed over onto the other side. He had this magnificent party. Magnificent. He felt the love of spirit. He knew he was with family. Met an angel. And Woe said to the angel, I never really understood what was going on the planet. Help me. Help me to understand why it is I would pray for the most spiritual things. I would want the love of God. I wanted to touch the face of my prophet and all these things, and all I got was a ghost. And the angel said, Woe, I woke you up at 3:30. And then when that doesn't work, I started blinking the lights. And when that doesn't work, I sang to you. When that didn't work, I even gave you some lights on the ceiling that you never understood. We were there for you all the time. And Woe had no idea. He made an arrangement with the angel. He said, when I come back in my next life, my plan is to understand the things that go bump in the night. My plan is to understand, to recognize these things that were outside of my reality and see them for what they were. Dear ones, how much of this simple, funny little parable might be the reality in your life? You are programmed to be afraid of what you don't understand. All of you, at some level, are programmed not to understand anything beyond your reality. And so when spirit starts to flood in, do you feel fear? When spirit starts to do anything else that might be the answer to what you've asked for, do you push it away in a subconscious way because you're not ready for something you don't fully see or know about or think is possible? Do you limit yourself in a box and say, this is what I believe? Do you at some level exclude the miracles that want to be in your life? Now that's a question to ponder, is it not? And that's what this is about. I'd like to tell you something. The creator of the universe sits on you with an unimaginable love and caring, and wants to have you achieve absolutely everything you need to live a long, peaceful, loving life. And that's the truth. And if you're not receiving that, that's because you are stopping it with something in your imagination. The ghost of your own making. The fear that you learned that isn't so. Right now, you might even affirm, "Dear Spirit, let all things inappropriate in my life start to dissipate so that I can see the light that is there for me. Let all the things that might create fear in my life because I truly am afraid or don't understand, let them start to crumble in a way that I'll see it crumble and feel better daily so that at some level I'll leave here differently than I ever came, leaving this city differently than I ever came. And know that something happened. Old soul, this is your legacy. To go beyond the reality that you think is yours. To go beyond that anyone told you is possible. That's why you're here. You sit in a chair and you knew it before you came to the planet. You awaken to something you didn't expect. Now let's get it together. It's why I came to this planet 32 years ago and why this work has then been pointed to this moment in this time to heal old souls of things that go bump in the night. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.